Bible Fellowship Church, Let's Talk Ministry. If you have your Bible, we're in Ephesians chapter 2. We did 1 through 3 last week. And I think those of you who've been praying, Susan's back is doing better. Her tooth got some help. So we're journeying in a good direction. And Lord willing, we'll get her back with us on Fridays for our Let's Talk Ministry. So Ephesians chapter 2, look at verse 4. But God being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. So if we just stop there and just think about what it meant for God to say, okay, look, I know these people are going in a direction that's opposite of what I wanted for them, my plan for them, but I still love them and I want a relationship with them. And so just been thinking about the word mercy, been thinking about God was willing to not give me what I did deserve. Instead, he was willing to offer me something that I didn't deserve. That's mercy. And the reason that is true is because of his great love for me. And so often I think we put love in the little box of an emotion or but this is just neat to really think about love as, okay, someone doing something despite of what I did or did not do, they are going to move towards me or want a relationship with me. And so because of their love, he was not, because of his love or their love, he was not willing for me to die in my trespasses. Instead, he wanted to make us alive together with Christ. By grace, you've been saved. And so I do want to stop there because there's a lot we can do underneath that. But as you process on this Friday, not only have you, if you've come to the place that you recognize that you were separated from God and you realize that Jesus was the bridge for your eternal life and you received that bridge, you accepted that gift, not only are you received mercy and not only are you free from your trespasses, you've also had the opportunity to be made alive together with him. And so instead of walking in destruction, walking in death, walking in despair, you have the opportunity to walk in a total different direction where you have hope, you have peace, you have life. You have the opportunity to bless other people because you've been blessed by Jesus. You have the opportunity to not live in a downward trajectory because you don't have any power to go in a different direction. You have ultimate power to say, okay, that's what I used to be, and I no longer want what I used to be the majority of who I am today. And that will only take place by the power of the gospel because of his great love for you and mercy. And so it's just a chance, again, to stop and pause. Maybe it's your devotions. Maybe it'll be tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, and just sit in the facts of how much God loved you, how much Jesus loved you, how willing he was no matter what the extent was, he was going to make a way, not only for you to have forgiveness, but have life in his name. We find that in John 20. 30 and 31. So hopefully that's true of you, and hopefully this will just give you an opportunity to remind yourself of the humility of your heart because of his mercy. Remind yourself of how much he loves you. Remind you of this, the opportunity that you're not in control of your sin, as we talked about last week, but you have life today because you have Jesus. So Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word. Thank you for the word of God and what it means for us today as we try just to navigate moment by moment. We want to use the word of God to be that voice for us, that truth for us. And so it is true that you loved us. It is true that you were merciful to us. It is true that you wanted a relationship with us. It is true that you want us to have life in your name today. So as we move forward, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We love you. We need you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.